Welcome back to the show. The Big 12 Blitz moves on. Nate Bucati.
Joining us now on the program is the pride of Clay Center, Kansas, and a member of the same graduating class from the vaunted Kansas University School of Journalism. Now a writer for the Daily Oklahoman, Jenny Carlson joins us. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
With that kind of introduction, I'm doing a whole lot better. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Now we're getting ready for, everybody's talking about this Oklahoma-Texas game, but we here in Kansas City actually have more of an eye on the Missouri versus Oklahoma State game for obvious reasons. So tell us what kind of an atmosphere we should expect in Stillwater this weekend for that game.
Yeah, it's an interesting timing for this game, 8:15 kickoff, which, you know, is pretty late on most college football fans and teams' radars. So I think it's going to be a pretty good environment, though. It is homecoming at Oklahoma State, and unlike some places where homecoming is just kind of a footnote, Oklahoma State actually does homecoming really big. They have big floats and parades and all sorts of other stuff that goes on. So homecoming at Oklahoma State is a big deal, and that draws fans. And obviously, this Missouri game is a big game. They've had big games already at home this year, Georgia, but this is the first big conference game. So I think it'll be a pretty good environment. And obviously, people are still trying to figure out just how good this Oklahoma State team is. So lots of Oklahoma State fans will be interested to see how this one goes down.
Are Oklahoma State fans expecting or at least hopeful that Dez Bryant will be on the field again sometime this year?
Well, they're definitely hopeful of that. I don't know how much hope there is in that reality. But, yeah, I mean, I think people would obviously love to see Dez Bryant back in Oklahoma State uniform before the year is out. You know, the precedent on this thing is usually about half the season is the penalty. So he's already sat out two games. They sat him out the Grambling State game because of this, not because of injury. He had been hurt, and there was some question whether he would play because of that injury. But they held him out for this NCAA investigation that was ongoing at that point. So he's already missed two. So the likelihood that he might be able to come back for the last couple of regular season games and then potentially the postseason, I think a lot of Cowboy fans would be happy to see that. Would they have loved to seen him not get in this situation in the first place? Absolutely, because I think it kills a lot of people that he didn't do anything wrong in terms of his contact with Deion Sanders. He erred when he lied about it, and that really rubs some Cowboy fans the wrong way that he made such a mistake in that way.
What about the status on Kendall Hunter?
Yeah, it's kind of day-to-day and week-to-week with Kendall. I would doubt that he would be back this week, but you never know. It's a high ankle sprain, and it's the same ankle that he broke pretty badly when he was in high school. He broke it so badly, in fact, he's got a plate inserted in that ankle. And so anything that is a bad sprain is going to probably be worse on that particular ankle. They've got some depth at running back that enables them to not rush him back. Keith Toston had a great week last week, rushed for 130 yards, had 74 yards receiving, something like that. So they're getting some good production out of those guys that are in the backfield. I don't think they feel the need to rush Kendall back. I don't think he's coming back this week, but again, this kind of injury, you just never know.
Well, it's going to be an interesting game on primetime ESPN2. What do you expect to happen on the field?
I think Oklahoma State wins. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think these are two teams that are going to show some offense and do some stuff on that side of the ball. I hope it's over before midnight. I hope we don't have Sunday morning football. But I think Oklahoma State wins, but I think it comes down to a pretty tight game out there.
Jenny, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That is Jenny Carlson covering Oklahoma State. Remember, it's 8:15 on ESPN2. I think it's interesting that Kendall Hunter may not play, and Dez Bryant's not going to play. So we'll see. That's another measure of how far a team's advanced when their depth chart is called upon for two critical positions like running back and receiver. Mm-hmm. So we'll see exactly how well Mike Gundy's recruited down there.
Jenny's got a nice article on the backup running back Keith Toston and his relationship with his mother. You can read it at newsok.com if you want to learn more about him.
Back after this with Frank Bolden Studio and Ivan Carter right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.